Trump says Israel's Netanyahu to visit United States next week. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 4, 2025. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may visit the United States for talks as soon as next week, President Donald Trump has said. Trump and Netanyahu spoke by phone on Thursday and the Israeli will be coming to the United States sometime in the not-too-distant future. Maybe next week, Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One late Thursday evening. In a conversation that followed another about resolving the Ukraine war, President Trump said of Israel-Gaza that that's another thing we'd like to get solved, and I think we will get it solved. I think he may well be coming next week. The president said, further of his ambitions, we're going to try and solve the Gaza problem. It's been a problem for many years, for many, many decades it's been a big problem. Gaza is a very important thing, it's been under siege for many, many years. A lot of people die in Gaza, a lot of bad things happen in Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu is presently on a visit to Hungary for meetings with their Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a trip scheduled to last until Sunday. Whether Netanyahu will proceed directly to Washington from Europe or will return to Israel first is not at all clear. The Hungary trip is only Netanyahu's second foreign visit, and the first to Europe, since the International Criminal Court, ICC, issued a warrant for his arrest last year over alleged war crimes. The controversial decision to make this order has created something of a diplomatic crisis for European states which, on one hand, are dogmatically loyal to the objectives and institutions of globalism like international courts, but which on the other hand see Israel as an ally. Orbán's Hungary devised a neat way out of the situation by marking the first day of Netanyahu's visit on Thursday by announcing they were withdrawing from the court altogether, saying it had been founded with noble intentions. The Hungarian government nevertheless believed it had deviated from its true purpose and had become deeply politicized. This is not a concern for the United States, which has never ratified the ICC and is therefore not obliged to execute its warrants.